listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank, I'm Pete. To my right is Brent. How are you, Brent?
Fuck you.
All right.
Good.
How was
solid.
How was your week?
Great.
Shut up. How was your week?
It was really good.
What'd you do this week?
I drank some Four Locos. Some friends of mine.
Yeah?
I have friends that aren't you, Pete. Stop looking at me like that.
Well, I don't understand why you don't like me anymore.
I don't know. It's getting weird between us. This has been a weird week for Pete and I.
Yeah.
We've had some fights, some ups and downs.
Yeah, I played.
The show's going to be uncomfortable.
Played foosball without Brent.
I know. And with pot.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be giving thanks for a break from you. I just don't know what happened to us.
It's like the movie Castaway.
Love on the Rocks.
Remember Castaway when he goes away to the island?
Yeah.
And then he comes back for his wife.
Are you my Wilson? Oh, yeah. She's already fucking
Yeah, somebody. Yeah. She's fucking a guy because she thought he was dead.
Hank Azaria.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like that. You know, you just feel estranged after
a while. So I would be... Who the fuck am I in this scenario?
Tom Hanks.
And you're Helen
I'm the
Hunt.
Girl fucking the guy. Finally. I'm the girl fucking Hank Azaria.
Finally.
All right.
Finally you get to fuck Hank Azaria.
On the show today is New Labor. We have Andy.
Hi.
And Mike.
Hey, gang.
Oh, your mic's not working. Is the switch on?
Yeah. Mike, will you at least act like you've been in the business for a couple of minutes, please?
He's a bass player, so he's used to not being heard.
So he's just having less to do than the other guys.
Do it again.
Sorry.
Okay, now it works.
Sorry, I'm a bass player.
Now it's working. All right.
So,
how are you guys? What's new with you?
There's not a whole lot new with me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
you're making
it,
for incredibly compelling radio right now.
Yeah, I'm doing my very best, man. I apologize. We've had some very hard times with our band lately.
But, well, tell us about it. Let's get right
into
it.
Yeah, what happened?
People who have heard you on the show.
There's been funerals, car accidents.
Funerals,
you name it.
Yeah.
Are these all related to each other, or was there a car accident and then a funeral?
It's all kind of happening to one of the guys, and so it's been sort of like a pile up of troubled times. We've had to cancel a couple of different shows, and that's been kind of a drag, but, you know, that's how it goes.
I'm heartbroken. I don't know what to do right now.
You should be heartbroken.
Okay. So some guy in your band had a family tragedy, is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
So nobody in your band died?
Nobody in my
you're
band
all there.
Died. We're all here, but okay. It's been a family tragedy, and, you know, we're trying to pick up the pieces and move forward.
From this car accident,
right?
This is awful.
It's not the car accident.
Good
that
start.
I was gonna say, is it the car accident? Was it a nice car? Is that
what we're talking about?
It's a brand new car, so we're very sad.
The death actually caused the car accident.
See, that's usually how it goes. It's mm-hmm. usually a 1-2 punch kind of thing.
It was a funeral, then a car accident, and we're all.
It was a funeral, and somebody drove into the funeral home.
Oh, okay.
And it collapsed on everybody. And
that's like one of the worst stories I've heard today.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Yeah, give us a better story.
Clearly not drunk enough yet.
Give us a better story. What else is happening? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I get to go to my mom's house.
This is not a really better story.
No, it's not better at all. We might have to start this over.
No, how did you guys start the New Labor at thenewlabor.com? You guys are just New Labor.
Yeah, New Labor. The website is called thenewlabor.com.
The New Labor.
So like that would be like going to themetallica.com?
Yeah, well, Metallica's got enough money to buy out Metallica.com.
Was there a new... I suppose you had to compete with the British politics.
I guess
that's
so.
UR.
Yeah.
It's UR, not OR.
Oh, right.
But there's already an...
You're an OUR, right?
No. Just O-R.
Ah, fuck!
I know. This is spelling day.
The research that I didn't do is backfiring on me. I just thought it was an OU. Never mind.
The funny thing about newlabor.com is it's actually like something towards New York City hot dog vendors.
Oh, God.
So we're competing with New York City hot dog vendors.
In a way, we all are.
So. The footlong guys, those are the ones I'm directly in competition with.
All right, so how long have you guys been around? Let's talk about the genesis of New Labor.
We've been around for about a
Is there an old
couple
labor?
Years. No, well, sort of. I mean, this band is sort of formed by some guys who used to play in a different band called the Amish Armada together.
And oh, I remember them.
Kind of came together and started a new band, and that's it. You know, we used to dress up like Amish dudes and smash televisions, and now we lost one of the members is gone. We've all changed sort of position, and now we've got our new label.
How do you just gloss over we used to dress up like Amish dudes?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I can go into that if you want to, but
hey, we all dressed up like
why?
Gorillas.
Yeah, why did you dress up like Amish guys?
Because I thought it was really funny. We thought it was a funny thing at the time. So
and
was.
You smashed TVs in clubs and shit when you play?
Yeah, we...
What did they say about it?
Some of them didn't like it so much. We generally tried to, clean up and stuff, clean up after ourselves. I dealt with the Metallica thing. Right. You guys probably just leave that shit all over the place.
No.
But,
yeah, we do.
We hire people.
Right.
What you need is a really... do we want to call them idiots? You need really eager idiots that'll help clean up shit.
You need an extensive rider.
Sure.
And then you need, drunk people will always clean up after you if you mm-hmm. throw things in their face. So
that's pretty nice. I don't know if we thought about it that hard or at all, really. I guess
next time you throw a tube from a TV in somebody's face, tell them to clean it up afterwards.
Well, we'll throw them a Band-Aid and then we'll say clean that up. Where's thank you, sir.
At? Did Amish people use Band-Aids?
I don't think Band-Aids are, or bandages at least of some kind. Okay. Probably not.
So they probably use like ripped shirts.
Okay.
Or
but not shirts made from like
or an old knit sock, maybe.
Do the Amish wear socks? Okay. Let's not make this all about what Amish
people that's well, not what it is.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there.
Or so whatever they use for maxi pads.
Right.
So
kids,
yeah.
Kids' hair.
So this is a band that started formed out of like the remnants of that thing's old friends. We were old pals, and this is our new.
And how long have you been this lineup been together?
About 2 years or so, something like that.
Okay, now we're brings us up to present time.
Yeah,
to the car accident.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
And the corpse is littering the freeway, and like that's really the thing that makes us. That keeps us, that's the glue that sticks us together.
Do you guys want to from now on be known as that car accident band?
Sure.
When you drive a terrorism truck full of corpses down the highway, and you run into somebody, there's going to be corpses everywhere.
You mentioned Metallica; they're kind of a car accident band. You know,
they were almost the car accident band. That's why I think bands should tour in Gravedigger. So simply avoid accidents. But I don't think I have a license to say that. So New Labor starts a couple years ago.
Yep.
Which one? Does one of you sing?
That's me.
Okay.
Andy, I sing.
Well,
that's this Andy.
Hopefully this will be a compliment. But there's an obvious Jello Biafra influence. Yes. He mentioned maybe a Fred Schneider influence in there. Possibly
right,
Dave Brocky in there somewhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt.
It's a very unique style. Influences. Talk to the friends at home about your stinging? Fuck me, your singing style.
I don't know. I guess what you said is probably good enough. I don't... I'd like... Hey man,
Andy just likes really, to be as weird as possible.
Yeah, I don't
it doesn't
like to talk
matter
too
who
much
he's,
about myself, but
it doesn't matter how influenced he is. He's just as weird as possible, and you know, likes to just put forth the effort there.
I just do it the way I do it. That's it. You know,
I'm sold.
Sure.
Buy the record. Talk about the whole band's kind of influences. What got you started on the style you play? Because it's really a fucking amalgamation of madness.
I agree.
Did you catch that alliteration in there?
I've heard some really...
Drum roll.
I've heard some crazy comparisons. Some guy in Duluth said that we were like Clutch. And wow. I was like, dude, have you ever fucking heard Clutch, man? Like, this doesn't sound like Clutch.
And as a question to that, have you ever heard Us before? That's really,
yeah,
really like
he was
question.
The door guy. I think he was standing outside fending off drunk people or something, you know, fending off street people.
Right. Drew Ailes is here also, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Hey.
Anyway, it's our full house here. It's me, Pete, the other guy, Rocky, and some other guy. That's as far as the name learning went.
There's a good number of guys. And then there's one girl hidden away somewhere. I don't know. She fled the scene.
My girlfriend said, too many dudes, I'm out of here. Kiss my ass, America.
Yo.
That's how she talks. Okay, so New Labor sounds like Clutch. You're getting car accidents
well, here,
all the time.
How about we let them hear what it sounds like
okay.
by playing a song.
Okay.
This one is called Good to Be Good. Do you want to say anything about this song before it starts?
No, it should describe itself clearly to you as you listen to it with your ears.
Okay. Bam! There it is.
That's an endorsement from hell. Ah!
it was.
Shut up.
New Labor. Good to be good.
From the album
Self-titled 7-inch record.
On
self-titled record label.
There it is.
All right. So we have kind of a bone to pick with you guys because there was some internet reactions going back and forth where you said that we talk about poop too much on the show. And it sounded like you just wanted to clear up some of that. And so to help us, we brought in a shit monster. This is shit monster's cue.
Shit. Hey, guys. When you offend the shit monster, he has to come up and defend himself. Because, let's face it.
I'm really upset.
What was it about what they said that made you upset?
Oh, it's a lot of, you know, shitty things about me.
Shit monster, were you on You Can't Do That on Television?
Yeah, I heard that.
Anyway, so shit monster, you're clearly made of shit, right?
Yeah, I'm dripping everywhere.
You smell.
So he's made
you
of
actually smell kind of good for a giant piece of shit. And you have some spaghetti hanging off you there. That's nice.
Yeah, I think that might be shit, actually.
That is spaghetti shit. It's been hanging there for a while.
But, shit monster, you live a pretty peaceful existence, don't you?
Yeah, I just kind of float around.
So when you hear, so when you hear somebody... Fuck this. When you hear somebody say that somebody talks about the shit that is your lifeblood, what does that make? How does that make you feel? A band comes on here, says we talk about shit too much.
I feel a little misunderstood. I mean, I really kind of made it big with the whole two girls, one cup. People didn't really explore.
You had a big role in that.
I was the main feature. I was everywhere. I was all over that bitch. Literally.
Is there anything, now that we got New Labor here, is there anything that you want to say to them directly, as long as, you know?
Guys, that was really not a cool thing for you to do and say about me.
I mean, this show has over a million listeners. I mean,
oh, really?
A million people heard them say that we talked
at Carnegie Hall. I'm really getting out there. Finally, my name, Shitmonster, will be paraded amongst the stars like New Labor and Brent Henke. Oh, sorry. Did I reveal your secret identity, princess?
I'm going to fucking shit my pants.
Okay. So do you have a response to the Shitmonster, New Labor?
Well, I want to issue an apology to the shit monster himself. I don't mean to offend you and your kind. I think all monsters should be treated equally, no matter how covered in shit they are. And so I apologize for that, but that doesn't retract my comments about the show Twin Cities Tank.
Wow. Okay. So not even the shit monster tugging on your heartstrings.
He's a very sensitive fellow, and I'm surprised by that.
Well, okay, we got to come to a consensus here, because this show is going to keep going. We got the millions of listeners, we got the thousands of endorsements, and we got to keep the show rolling. How do we keep talking about this without offending the shit monster, which I'm really sorry this happened to you.
I don't know what to say anymore.
And we got to make New Labor happy, so what are we going to do here? You guys, what would make New Labor happy?
Shake hands with shit monster.
Sure.
I think that's we can start there.
Yep.
I could do that. I guess.
This will be a monumentous occasion.
Your couch is just soiled.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah, it's covered
in
shit.
It's leather. It cleans really easily. It slides right off.
Hey, shit monster, have you paid extra attention to my toilet lately? Because,
well, it is called Twin Cities Tank, so I left one in the upper deck.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like excessively shitty in the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's all you, buddy, not me.
So now, does any of my shit does that come right to you then?
Or does it go, I don't know.
Did you make the shit monster?
I'm covered in it.
So I got a question though.
I don't know where it all came from.
Does the shit monster himself shit, actually? Do you have that?
I puke. I puke because I have an eating disorder. so well, I don't need some shit.
So how do you reproduce?
Thank you. I reproduce also by fuel.
Fucks the shit out of people, obviously.
Do you fuck the shit out of people?
It kind of works out. I just I puke because I feel guilty, and then there's more of me.
So when...
So you have people to hang out with.
People.
Do you have kids? Do you have kids, shit monster?
Yeah. Two.
So what are their names?
Jordan and Rex.
Jordan.
What's it? It's a name. It's intergender, so no one's going to peg her wrong.
I'd love to see those family pictures.
Oh, it's a her.
Yes, Jordan is a girl. Oh. What's exactly.
What's her last name? I mean, do I even have to ask?
That shit monster? My first name is Frank. I'm not just shit monster. People call me that like your beloved hockey players. They call him by last name, Ronick. Don't call him Jeremy. They call me shit, but they don't call me Frank.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Frank. Yeah,
it's hard to confuse this Frank with another Frank if you just refer to him.
Right, like
shit
Frankie
monster.
Muniz or something.
Frank Castle, the Punisher. So I was named after him.
So when the shit leaves my toilet, is there like a receiving department that accepts the shit and then it...
God, I mean, you really ought to be asking someone else about this. I don't really know the ins and outs of my job. I work in one area of the shit factory. Have you ever played with Play-Doh when you were a kid? There was this spaghetti factory, and you load it up and you just kind of, you know, push it in and crank it and more stuff comes out.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
What's like that?
Yeah,
your life?
In a variety of ways, a metaphor. Truly, yes.
Okay, so we figured out how you shit and that you have kids. What do you eat?
I don't really have to eat. I drink a lot of water to stay hydrated.
What do you throw up then?
I'm not really, I guess a mixture of bile and water. I've never really analyzed it. Sorry, I haven't said it to a guy.
Lots of corn.
But you just don't ever run out of puke?
I've never tried. I just threw up enough to get me through the day.
Okay.
To maintain your fighting weight.
Yes, absolutely. 155.
It's a tough day for the life of the shit monster.
It truly is.
And look what you've done to him.
Well, I didn't mean to make you cry, Corn.
I'm not crying.
We didn't know you had kids. We're sorry.
Oh, fuck.
So it looks like this show is degrading into a show that I... degraded to begin with about a show constantly about shit. But I'm appreciating it. It's
okay.
Very funny.
Well, because we have the shit monster here, thank you for burping. We're going to play Misadventures of Shit Man by Green Jelly right now.
I love that song.
Again, I'm sorry that this happened, everybody. Thanks. Thanks for being men about this and shit monsters about this.
What is that smell? Walking through the plant today. Open up what gets away. It's poo-poo, poo-poo. Something smelling pretty right. Coming from that sewer pipe. It's poo-poo, poo-poo. You know everybody knows. They can smell it with their nose. It's poo-poo. My shoe, it's boo boo, boo boo. But first, you got to shit, man. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenseGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. All right, there it was. Green jelly.
Right? Glad we got that solved at the shit monster.
Yeah, yeah. Now that we've ramped up the class of the show.
Right.
We're going to do some week late news. Week late news. And you guys can pipe in wherever you want. Brent, what's on the news today?
Well, you guys all got computers?
I have one.
Eh? I don't.
I got a couple of them. That's how I'm living.
Oh.
The Beatles are on iTunes now. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
People seem to care about that.
Right? Who are they?
Oh, they're this rock band from the 80s.
The best part about that is that I could never get the Beatles anywhere.
No.
Until
you had
now.
To search. You had to literally... I mean, I didn't know. I don't know what the process was to get the Beatles onto your iPod before this week.
I'd imagine you had to buy the record.
Sure.
Then you have to get one of those things that puts a record into digital format.
Yeah.
Then you have to put the digital format onto your
MP3 player. Didn't Michael Jackson own all of them?
He
so
did.
You had to resurrect Michael Jackson, or find a way to resurrect dead Michael Jackson?
But, I mean, it was the animating the dead was not even the hardest part. It was like, how do you get him on the iPod? You know what I mean?
I think the easiest way to get him on your iPod is to steal it illegally.
Okay, see, now we don't endorse things like that.
Come on, you crossed a line.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, it's
sorry,
the,
guys,
dude.
I didn't mean to infiltrate your shit show.
Dude, it's the fucking Beatles. Sorry.
How dare you?
I think
you?
That's so weird. Like, people, if I was looking for the Beatles, like, the last place I'd check would be iTunes.
That's usually the last place I look
the
for
Beatles
anything.
Have been around for, like, I don't know, a long time, and then there's not once someone was like, I want to hold your hand today, but I don't have access to the Beatles music at all.
I think the best thing about this whole ordeal is that as soon as Beatles Rock Band came out, people were like, oh, I rediscovered the Beatles. Like, really? Yeah. Haven't you heard them 50,000 times in the fucking radio?
Do you want to know how I rediscovered them? By walking out my front door, living on Earth. That was interesting.
Yeah, turn on the radio, man. You're going to hear some goddamn Beatles. You know?
It's like, hey, have you ever heard of this band? It's called Led Zeppelin. They're from the
70s. Wait a minute.
It's
slow
crazy.
Down. Let me ask you this.
I smoked some pot, and I heard them. Hold on.
Let me ask you this. Are they on iTunes?
I don't know.
Then I probably haven't heard of them.
I don't care about
them. I have one source for my music. iTunes. But apparently like 450,000 people downloaded that shit.
Oh, good.
Because they were like, oh my, finally! Son of a beach ball, I can get some Beatles. Great.
Tell whatever. It's like fucking Oprah. They just do whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Beatles are out. Get it now, faggots. What? I don't know why I went gay on that one. That was weird. Anyway, so that happened. Some guy. Does anybody here watch Ugly Betty?
No.
A resounding no. That's for Shit Monster.
Ugly Betty
quiet down.
Himself.
Shit Monster, you watch Ugly Betty ever?
She's delightful. Okay. Absolutely wonderful.
Do you know of an actor named Michael Brea?
Oh, Michael Brea! Yeah, what about him? Tell me more.
Well, he had a bad week. Yeah, he had a bad week. He killed his own mother with a samurai sword.
Wait. Slow down.
Oh,
Michael
yeah.
who?
Sure. Michael Brea.
Michael Brea?
Yeah, you're Michael Brea.
But he was so delightful.
Yeah, he was. But you know what? Sometimes Shit Monsters, people in real life aren't as likable as the actors that they portray or the characters.
I know what they say. Shit happens.
With samurai swords.
Oh, God. What's happening to my life? I'm 30 years old. I just talked to a shit monster. This guy who was also maybe in Step Up 3D, possibly.
What the hell is that?
It's
Step Up to the Streets.
It's also known by its alternate title.
Is that a video game?
Total Classic.
Oh, sorry.
I don't fucking know. Just
it's
read
a movie.
Shit.
It's kind of like You Got Served.
He, yes, but for guys. What? He killed his own mom with a samurai sword while he was screaming Bible passages at her. He was telling her to repent, chased her around the apartment, stabbed her in the fucking heart.
Well,
And then he...
it's kind of her fault. She didn't
repent. She didn't repent?
Well, she should have repented. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, we're all in agreement about the repentance.
Right. Let's get down to brass tacks. You got to repent.
Right. I don't know.
Am I clear?
Yeah.
If somebody's standing there with a sword...
Right. You repent.
I don't give a shit if I believe in it
exactly.
or not.
Exactly. Just...
What did she do?
I'm not saying that she brought this on herself, but... She should have repented.
Yeah, probably. She did.
Great. Then he killed her with a sword.
Was he smoking heroin or something?
No, he wasn't. He was high on Bibles. then they tasered the Christ out of him. And then
did he have to repent? Repent?
No, because the Christ was out of him.
Well, that's what I mean. He had to get it back in.
No. Once it's out. But then they just subdued him with a taser and took him to jail. So he's in jail right now.
For what?
Bibling too hard. Public bibling. Bibling under the influence.
How old is his mom? Maybe it's not that big of a loss.
She was 38.
Maybe she really needed to repent.
She was still fuckable. That's sad. It's really sad. Hey, do you guys watch movies, babies?
Yes.
Do you guys like when they take good movies and remake them into fucking train wreck shit
movies? Of course not.
Me neither. They're remaking, not that it's a good movie, but they're remaking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What?
With nothing to do with the original or the TV show, which apparently people like. Shit Monster, did you ever watch
like
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
The TV show had nothing to do with the movie.
Well, there were different things. Did you ever watch
the movie?
Yeah, both. Did you ever watch both of them?
Christy Swanson.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she was married to somebody.
Pee Wee Herman. She married him right after that movie.
That could be true.
They fell in love.
Hopefully nobody... No.
She was in the chase with Charlie Sheen.
That's right, he robbed
you
the story.
You kidnapped me with a candy bar.
This shit
monster. That's a handy weapon.
Shit monster, you got some deep knowledge, man.
Yeah, he knows a lot about like really shitty shit.
I watched the preview channel for like 8 years growing up.
Okay, well, shit monster, let's move on to part two of this. Did you ever see Mean Girls?
Oh, absolutely.
Good movie, huh?
Lohan.
Wonderful. Yeah, Lohan.
Yep. They made a Mean Girls 2.
Oh.
With no, listen to this shit monster, though. No, none of the same girls. Except, you know who is remaining in it?
Christian Bale.
Nope.
Tina Fey.
Tim Meadows. Uh-huh. Tim Meadows is going down with the ship, Mr. Belding style.
He doesn't have anything else to do, I guess.
Huh?
Tim Meadows is an out-of-work actor.
Because he's black?
It's too much.
No! I'm black, too.
You're brown,
you're
man.
An entirely different kind of black. You're out of control. But they're making Mean Girls 2. It's already made. And Tim Meadows is in it, which means that he's going to be the... remember when they made Tremors? They made four Tremors, and they made a TV show out of Tremors. And fucking Michael Gross is in every single one of them. That's Tim Meadows.
What's the problem?
Family ties.
When they make Mean Girls 2, the college years, I swear to God, Tim Meadows will be in it.
I think Tim Meadows is great, man, and I think he is underutilized.
Sure.
Every time I see him, he's funny. And so now I'm going to check out Mean Girls 2.
Wow, that was a ringing endorsement for Mean Girls 2.
I'm going to check it out because I really love the Mean Girls series of films.
His performance was mind-blowing.
I like his hair.
It's good hair, isn't it?
It's good.
It's good. What's your favorite? Tim Meadows movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Was he in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
No.
He was the golfer.
No, that was Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
He was the game show host.
No. Adam Sandler's not a game show ghost.
That's Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Hey. Did you just drop a little Nicky into that one?
I gotta go.
Shit Monster might be the only person that has ever seen Little Nicky. Eh?
Shit Monster, we got one more story, and it's a doozy.
I'm
a
not
big
the shit
one.
Monster.
No, I know you're not. That's
fine. I wish I could be.
Big story of this week. Guys like Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I love Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
Me too. The Never Marky heard of Mark. It. Marky Mark finally admitted that The Happening sucked.
Took him this long.
Yeah, on paper.
It was hilarious, though. Did you guys see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like there were some there were some scenes in that movie that were really fucking hilarious. Like there was this guy standing in a cage with the tiger and he's just standing there like hypnotized by the clouds or whatever.
Yeah, it happens.
And then this tiger tore his arm off and he's still standing.
Oh yeah, that's fucking, right. Yeah.
I saw that in the theater and I was laughing. I was the loudest person in the theater.
How do
really
arms
great.
Just come off like that? Remember that guy that got trapped by a boulder?
It's a fucking magic tiger, man.
He had to... Happening 2, Magic Tiger's Revenge. That's a good movie. But Marky Mark is in a movie called The Fighter, which is actually about Mickey Ward. But we'll get into that later. And he had lunch with his co-star Amy Adams, and he said to her, "This is a quote. I'm going to do this in my Marky Mark voice, which I don't have." I'm not going to do it.
Was it just going to be a ripoff of Andy Samberg's?
We actually had luxury of having lunch before to talk. I don't know. He said that they had lunch to talk about it. No, he goes, "Yeah, lunch to talk about another movie I was in, and it was a bad movie that I did. She dodged a bullet. And then I was still able to. I mean, I don't want to tell what movie. All right, The Happening. Fuck it. It is what it is. Fucking trees, man. The plants. Fuck it. Can't blame me for not wanting to play a science teacher." That's Marky Mark right there. I don't know what he tried to say by that, but basically,
plays by his own rules.
Well, if he's going to do that with that, he should probably get a pen and a paper out and go through all of his movies on his IMDb page and fucking apologize for that.
Does he need to explain and apologize, though, if he's making millions of dollars for for mailing in the freaking...
Maybe you misunderstood what he said. Fucking trees, man. The plants. Fuck it.
It's an enigma for
clearly
me.
What he's saying is, "I'm sorry, I'll give the money back." Fucking trees, man. The plants. Fuck it. Thus ending this week's news segment.
Okay, let's go on to a brain tumor song, formerly Teenage Impotence.
I think the Shit Monster's in that band.
The Shit Monster might be in that band. Shit Monster, are you in the band?
I cannot confirm or deny these allegations.
Okay. Regardless, the song is called Rules of Abuse.
God damn.
Where can we check out the Brain Tumors Shit Monster?
I think they might be playing a show at the Triple Rock December 13th as part of the Extreme Noises Showcase. Should be a shitty time.
Can you say that date one more time? Because I don't think I got it.
December 13th at the Triple Rock. Gonna be Brain Tumors, still pissed at Reagan, much worse. Be sure to get there.
Wait a minute. Did you say still pissed at Reagan?
Still pissed at Reagan?
Is that ironic?
What? No. You could have talked like that the entire time, and you just chose to...
Shit Monster, I don't want to be telling tales outside of school, but you have a beautiful speaking voice.
Thanks. This is my acting voice, actually.
Okay. What's your real voice again?
It's just like...
It's like two different people.
Well, I do a lot of voice work.
Do you ever do like accents or anything?
Yeah, I'm doing one right now.
Wow, what accent is that? Canadian?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that Eastern European?
It's Weatherman. We call it Weatherman.
Get off my show.
Forecast will be brain tumors December 13th.
With a small chance of jerking off into your own hands.
Tears
is lube.
Okay, so for future New Labor shows, just go to thenewlabor.com because you guys don't have any things scheduled right now, correct?
That's correct. We've got nothing scheduled.
Just keep going there. Check it out.
That's correct.
They update
there's
almost
a, there's
yearly.
A Twitter on there. And we'll update everything.
And there's a Facebook, all this fancy new shit.
What's your Twitter handle?
I don't know.
The New Labor.
At The New Labor on Twitter. Well, thanks, Andy and Mike, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Listen to The New Labor. They're
thanks
awesome.
To Shit Monster for joining us.
The Shit Monster was really the entertainment of the show.
Let's say goodbye to the Shit Monster.
Yeah, it was really
goodbye,
nice you to make an appearance.
Goodbye.
It was big of you.
It was a joy, guys. I really appreciate you manning up. And, you know, just own it up to the things that you said, okay? See you later, okay? Bye-bye!
See you in hell, Shit Monster. Oh, this used to be a somewhat like intellectual, a little
intellectual.
Bit.
Well, I mean, we used to talk about actual things. And now, the Shit Monster is going to be the only thing people want to listen to from now on.
Less common denominator.
Yep, the Shit Monster is our that's our Metallica.
Sure, sure. All right, Brent, let's get the fuck out of here.
You're dead to me, Mexico. You're fucking dead. Left, no, I can be alone. Okay, I want to say some things. Okay.
Party hardy all night and wiggle it just a little bit. baby.